In this public art project, Cortada uses flowers as a metaphor for a historic incident and a sense of place. Cortada has placed aluminum cutouts of orange blossoms on the facade of this residential building, constructed where a shop called Orange Blossom Hobbies once stood. The floral-themed project also uses the orange blossom to honor Miami's pioneers, including John Collins, the building's namesake, and native wildflowers to commemorate 500 years of Florida history. Here's Paul George speaking about the site's history.
I'm Paul George, an historian by profession, a native Miamian. I've lived here since the 40s. John Collins comes down in the late 19th century, clearly here by the 1890s. And he comes down in the tail end of an ill-fated coconut experiment to plant coconut palms all the way from Key Biscayne along the Atlantic Ocean up to the Jupiter Inlet. He comes from just outside Morristown, New Jersey. He gets into it late, and the thing fails. And so he moves from coconut palms to cultivating avocados, builds the Collins Canal in 1912. That's going to allow him to move his crops over to Biscayne Bay and then onward to market. In June of 1913, Collins completed what we call the Collins Bridge along the right-of-way of today's Venetian Causeway. And that's the first connection then between Miami and this unnamed peninsula, which was a barrier peninsula that becomes the island of Miami Beach. He had a son-in-law, a member of the Pancoast family, who came down here to see what his father-in-law was doing with all the family money and looked around and said, this is not an avocado orchard. This is a resort with the ocean and the good weather and all. And so Collins then made an about-face and begins to develop this area as a resort. At the same time, on the bay side, that is on the Miami side of Biscayne Bay, Julia Tuttle is pushing very hard to create a resort town there, Miami. And her trump card is that a great frost destroys crops as far south as a portion of today's Palm Beach County, but not as far as Miami. She has a friend of hers from Cleveland, James Ingram, who coincidentally was a top lieutenant with Henry Flagler, bring some undamaged orange blossoms to Flagler in February of 1895 as evidence that this place was frostproof and would be a great resort, among other things. Flagler was, at one point, a partner with John D. Rockefeller and Standard Oil. He was extremely wealthy. He had begun a second career as a railroad town community builder in Florida, beginning in the 1880s. Julia had fallen in love with the area, having come down here in 1875 to visit her parents who were homesteading out in today's Miami Shores. And she couldn't believe the beauty and the weather. She came in the second week of March of 1875, moved down here permanently in 1891 with her two children. Flagler received the undamaged orange blossoms in February of 1895, and he verbally agreed at her house to move his railroad to Miami. And the first train entered Miami April 13, 1896. The city was incorporated July 28. Miami in 1895 had 9 people on the river. The next year, it's an incorporated city of many hundreds of people.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman for QR Art Guide.